Today's sermon title is Remember, Rejoice, and Rededicate. As we said hallelujah, or as we say glory to God, maybe you would remember that at some point in time in the Methodist Church, being able to say these expressions or saying these expressions was done a little bit more freely, probably more often than what it's done nowadays. Back in the South, and where I come from, it's not something of the old days. It's something you do all the time. That's why probably I ask for amens and all that kind of stuff all the time. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
All right. And we're talking about today, we're talking about heritage. We're going to talk about heritage. Here's the thing. I once remember my kids, once in a while, when they were getting bigger, saying, oh, no, not more heritage. Not more of that stuff, okay? Sometimes they protested. Have you ever tried to get your kids to learn to appreciate their heritage, their history, right? The old days. How many remember the old days? Amen? Their history. And you know what? As much as I think that it's so interesting to me, some of this history is not so interesting to them. Actually, they find us kind of weird sometimes. Did you notice that? And most of us have tried to instill these history, these this thing that we that brought us up, and that should be part of their history also. The reason we do this, well, at least the reason I did it, was to have them better understand where they had come from and what they were meant to be. And I'm talking not only about the history of the family, the Sanchez, Alverio family, my family, but also the history of their faith through the family and throughout the Christians that were there before them. I think many parents share this goal of wanting to just leave something to them in terms of their faith and their history and all. And sometimes it's the parent who does it. And if we're really lucky, we'll probably get one of the old timers, a grandparent, to sit them on their knees and let them know about and talk to them about the history of faith, about the history of their family and all that kind of good stuff. And suddenly the kids start to look at things in a much bigger, larger frame. It's necessary, don't you think? Somebody say amen. Our reading from Deuteronomy that our brother Conrad read today puts everything into a larger perspective too. One part of that passage is full of remembering. The passage that he read from the, this is a very old English Bible that he read in the translation, said Syrian. And what I'm looking for is Aramean. I always have a hard time with this word. Aramean. Is that right? Aramean. That. Okay? I'm Puerto Rican, remember, okay? And God's response is what I want you to look at here. God's the response God's calls for begins this way. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. Before God brought the Israelites into the promised land, they were wandering in the desert with no home, no clear idea of where to go or who they were going to be as a people. They were out there somewhere. And these newly freed slaves were totally dependent upon God for their present, but also for their future. The liturgy of the presentation of the first fruits of the harvest calls for God's people to remember something, to remember their heritage. Where did you come from? Go ahead and ask your neighbor, where did you come from? And even more important for them to remember was that it was God and God alone who freed them from slavery and brought them to that land, a land that was flowing milk and honey. Now, here's the thing. If God's people did not remember this history, this important part of their history, they might have thought, they might have begun to think that it was because of their own virtues, because of blind luck, that they were finally settled in that land. They might have thought, or might have started to begin to think, that their harvest and whatever else they own only belong to them for their use, for their own pleasure. As a matter of fact, they might have begun to think that they were the captains, the head honchos of their own lives, and they did not owe themselves to nobody else, if they would not remember their heritage, where they had come from. One of the reasons I took my children, Abdiel and Jalixa, to all these historical sites at their country, their home country in Puerto Rico, I took them to all the historic sites. When we were living there, when we got to the United States, I took them around where I came from, where I was born in Brooklyn. No, how many from Brooklyn here today? Why does it always seem that everybody was born in Brooklyn? Now, I took them there. I took them to other places I used to live, like New Jersey. I took them to see the first house that my parents lived in when they came in from Puerto Rico. Just wanting them to start looking at the broader picture, the personal history of their family, not only their father, but their grandparents, the great difficulties and sacrifices that had to be made by mom and dad to be able to come to the United States, to be able to work here, and try to make a future for the family. Now, what they saw, my kids, and learned gave them, I think, a greater appreciation of what they were doing in life, of their family, of their heritage. You see, as Christians, we have a long history. Are you still with me? Somebody say amen. A wandering Aramean was our father too. We are linked to a history, a wonderful history of God's chosen people. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. God has been at work in our lives since the very beginning of time. And what he was trying to do all this time was to draw us close to God and save us from sin and save us from our own selves and our broken creation. God is at the center, the very center of our history, and especially through Jesus Christ, the one who lived and the one who died for us, and he rose from the cross. Hallelujah. Every time that we as a church, my friends, every time that we get together as a community of faith and share our faith, we are indeed celebrating that history. That's why coming to church is so important. It's so great to be here. We're just carrying on a heritage, a beautiful history, and remembering where we come from. Every time we remember our baptisms. How many remember your baptisms? Maybe some of you don't. Every time we are reclaiming our identity as God's forgiven, as God's beloved children, this is our central story, my friends. In this season of Lent, we would do very well in remembering our identity and celebrate it. Somebody say, celebrate! Celebrate! Yes. Why else do we come to church? We come to celebrate. We need God, and that's great, but we come to celebrate that we have this opportunity to be God's chosen, God's children. Amen. Amen. Lent helps us focus on what God has done for us. And it also helps us remember our absolute need for the grace of God. We need to do this so that some false stories out there don't obscure what we're really about, what we really are meant to be. And there are plenty of stories, false stories out there that try to overtake our lives. Plenty of false stories like rugged individualism that makes us think that I don't need anybody. And let me tell you, this body of Christ needs every member around it. Hallelujah. Go ahead and tell your neighbor, I need you. Oh, yeah. Tell him, I need you. Open up your eyes very wide. He say, I need you. Hallelujah. But there are also more kind of false stories that try to overtake what we're really about. Consumerism that tries to make us think that I am what I own. And if you want to go even more, there's... I learned to say this word in English because I only know how to say it in Spanish until today. Well, at least the pronunciation, hedonismo. How many think what that is? Hedonism. There you go. I said it right. And we think that whatever feels good in my soul's purpose is my sole purpose. And that's not always true. Not everything that feels good is the right thing to do, my friends. Hello. Somebody say hello.
Hello.
And whatever else, sometimes these false stories that give us the idea that we are the center of the universe. The writer of Deuteronomy calls the people to celebrate the true story of what they are. What is it? God's chosen and redeemed people. This remembering and rejoicing leads to renewed dedication and the humble offering of our first fruits, whatever that may be. You want a very easy example, and believe me, I'm almost finishing here. First fruits of something ordinary of the day. When you wake up, give the Lord the first fruits of your day. Give him the most important part of your day. Have a couple of moments of prayer. That's first fruits. Did you ever think about that? Of everything that you have, give the best to God. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And you're giving him honor and glory. Hallelujah. This remembering and rejoicing leads us to think about this. In this season of Lent, it is good for us to focus on this call of renewed dedication, and the offering of what we have been given, because we have been given a lot. Think about it. God has blessed us in so many ways. When God rescued the Hebrew people from Egypt, when God sent Jesus to the world, when God baptized you and claimed you in Christ, it was to bring you close to God, into relationship, a relationship, a saving relationship with him. God loves you. God loves you. And he loves the world in which you are in, my friends. Let's take time to see the grand picture. The grand picture of salvation and grace. It frames us. Our whole life and all of creation. And then we can respond with praise. And then we can respond with thanks. And this is where I'm going to finish today. I truly hope, that someday my children, Jelixa and Abdiel, will be able to thank me for making them spend some time on their heritage. I hope. I just hope. I believe they will realize that it will help put things in perspective. I believe that. I believe they will realize that it will help them. It will help them make the decisions that they have to make about what to do and what not to do. And I pray, as a father, I pray that it will give them the determination to use their lives as God intends their lives to be used. And as a pastor, that's just exactly what I would want for each and every one of you. In this season of Lent, think about all of this. Your history, our history, is in relationship with God, the one who sent God's own Son to die and rise for us. This is our story, our true story. In this Lent season, may we be re-energized. How many want to be re-energized? Re-energized to give thanks to God and to offer our entire lives for God's good purposes. May God bless you all. Never forget where you came from. Talk about it. If you don't have your kids with you, talk to your grandchildren about it. If you don't have your grandchildren with you, talk to somebody about it. But follow on this tradition. Follow on this heritage. Follow on this wonderful history. And remember where you came from. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all.